My next guest says the power and the culture of the original Bible, it was hijacked by the translators. His case is very convincing.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I mean, that's normal. Let me tell you another thing that is normal. I had a One New Man conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Bill Morford came to that One New Man conference. And tell us what happened. What happened to you, Bill?
Well, that was awesome, because one evening, whoever had the service called out and said, God is putting gold teeth in mouths right now. And I didn't think much about it. So, you know, I participated, I raised my hand, because my dentist had told me just a few weeks earlier that there was a tooth that would need a gold crown. And when he finished, he asked for it. He said, be sure and have someone check your mouth. And he repeated that. And so Gwen, my wife, came, said, let me look. And she looked in, and there was a gold tooth. So we had others.
Did you ever go back to that dentist who said you needed a gold crown?
I didn't have to.
We had it on internet, and it was also on television when we had our One New Man conference. And here's the amazing thing. His dentist just happened to be watching. So what did she say when she saw the x-ray? She saw your gold tooth.
She said she had to look in my mouth to see just how it was. And she told me that no lab on earth could make a gold crown like that.
You know, as amazing as that is, there's something else that happened that was amazing to Bill. Bill went to Israel in 1984, which changed the whole paradigm. Everything of his understanding and his focus, and he went on a 20-year quest to recapture the Jewish roots of the entire Bible, to recapture what those idioms mean. What's an idiom, by the way?
Well, an idiom that we use in English a lot is it's raining cats and dogs.
But see, there were idioms at the time the scriptures were written, and they all understood it, so it didn't have to be explained in the scriptures. And he recaptured the power of the Bible. What do you mean by the power of the translation of the Bible?
Because both the Hebrew and the Greek are very expressive languages, and they have commands, they use different moods, and they don't get translated properly. I don't know why the scholars
give me an
don't
example.
Do it.
Give me an example of something that where the verb was not translated properly, and then it was, and what difference it made.
All right, well, I told you my favorite is the Aaronic blessing, where we're all told it's, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance to you and give you peace. But let me tell you what the Hebrew really says.
What?
The right. It's the Lord will bless you and he will keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you, and he will be gracious to you. The Lord will lift his countenance to you, and he will establish you in shalom.
I love it. You see the difference? May the Lord bless you. the Lord will bless you. I say that to you right now. You think you're just watching a television show. No, you're not. The Spirit of God says to you, the Lord will bless you. Bill, what happened to you in 84 in Israel?
Stepping off the plane, I just felt, I'm home, and didn't know why. And I saw Hebrew street signs, different things in Hebrew, and I just knew that I had to do digging. And of course, we went to all the Christian sites, and I was just blessed all over. It just gave me a hunger to find what Israelites should all know about the power of God and about the ground where Jesus walked.
He studied Greek under a great Greek scholar, but then God opened up a door where was he a conservative rabbi?
He still is.
A conservative, traditional rabbi taught him Hebrew. But he was not just an ordinary rabbi. Who was his grandfather?
Eliezer ben Yehuda.
And what did Eliezer ben Yehuda do?
He wrote a 16-volume dictionary that really introduced Hebrew, reintroduced it as the spoken language of Israel.
He literally fulfilled Bible prophecy, because the Bible says that Jews would be scattered to the four corners of the earth, and in a moment, Israel would become a nation, and the Jews would be maintained as a distinct people and come back to their homeland. But when they came back to their homeland, each one spoke the language from the country they went to. So this rabbi was the grandfather. This rabbi was the one that God picked to reintroduce spoken Hebrew into Israel. And his grandson taught you. It's so amazing what he taught you about Hebrew. But let's whet their appetite in Greek, because you study Greek.
Oh, yeah.
20 years he worked on studying the Hebrew, studying the Greek, understanding what the idioms really meant, understanding what the Jewish roots are, understanding the messianic prophecies. When the Bible says in the New Testament, sickness, what does the Greek say?
Well, there is a Greek word for sickness, but there's also a Greek word that means evil, that has traditionally been translated sickness.
So I believe sickness is evil. Now, that means that when you are sick, don't pamper yourself. Get rid of the evil. Don't go away. Wait till you hear some of the revelation from the ancient Greek and the ancient Hebrew that Bill has found out. It's going to change a lot of your thinking. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Announcing a revolutionary new Bible translation that corrects a 2,000-year-old misunderstanding about the New Covenant and the Jewish roots of the church. Call now and get the One New Man Mentoring Set. It includes this one-of-a-kind One New Man Bible, this best-selling full-color fold-out pamphlet, plus William Morford's powerful book, This God We Serve, The Names and Characteristics of God. Yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9233. This Bible was translated from Genesis to Revelation by William Morford, a Greek scholar who studied under an amazing Hebrew scholar, the grandson of Eliezer ben Yehuda, the architect of modern-day Hebrew. There is no other Bible like this. With its beautiful and durable leather-like cover, it will quickly become your favorite Bible for reading and studying, with more than 4,000 insightful footnotes clarifying and explaining the Hebrew Scriptures, a massive 170-page glossary describing first-century Jewish customs. The Torah portions are divided into weekly readings that Jesus himself was familiar with and is used by synagogues all over the world today. Even if you are a longtime Bible reader, you will feel as if you are reading the Bible for the first time. Gain fresh revelation and insights into the New Testament authors. Clearly see the Jewishness of Jesus. Take hold of the supernatural power within the original Hebrew and Greek like never before. The 170-page glossary itself is worth the price of the Bible. Hebrew words like shalom have a far deeper meaning than that which is translated into English. When you have shalom, you receive tranquility, justice, sufficient food, clothing, housing, divine health, and so much more. This unique Bible is only one part of our One New Man mentoring set, which includes the One New Man Bible. This best-selling full-color fold-out pamphlet, Feasts of the Bible, featuring the names of God's appointed festivals, the date of each observance, revelation of how each festival points to Jesus. William Morford's powerful book, This God We Serve, which unveils the lost meaning of the names of our God as revealed from the Hebrew and Greek. Understand the fullness of God's nature and character and His deep love for you. Don't miss out on getting the One New Man mentoring set. It includes this one-of-a-kind One New Man Bible, this best-selling full-color fold-out pamphlet, plus William Morford's powerful book, This God We Serve, The Names and Characteristics of God. Yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9233. Or get two sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. Two sets for only $129. That's a $29 savings. Please specify offer number SP9233. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9233 or offer SP9233. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Bill Morford. Bill has spent the last 20 years studying Greek, studying Hebrew, and translating the Old and the New Covenant. And he has uncovered things that will make literally your understanding of the Scriptures go to a whole new level. He's recaptured the Jewish roots. The idioms, the ancient Jewish idioms, an idiom, an example Bill used earlier was it's raining cats and dogs. Well, we know that today, but you didn't know the idioms of 2,000 years ago. Give me a couple idioms that you found and what they mean.
Okay, one is with the evil eye, and that's in Matthew 5:29. If your right eye causes you to sin, you must tear it out at once and cast it from you.
And believe it or not, people have read that and tried to please God, and unfortunately, they took their eye out, and that's not what God is saying. What is God saying? What's that idiom mean?
He's saying, stop doing it. And what the evil eye is being stingy or greedy, and that's defined in Deuteronomy 15:9.
What about where it talks about cut off your right hand in the New Testament?
Stop doing that. And the right hand, of course, is a hand of power. It always speaks of power in Scripture. So you have to be humble. You have to stop doing whatever it was that you were doing. See, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you.
But it doesn't mean literally cut it off.
No.
It means to stop.
Just, right.
Your understanding of the Messianic prophecy, for instance, in a approved Jewish Bible, Isaiah 7:14 says, we're going to have a sign. A young woman will conceive and have a child, and this child's name will be Emmanuel. But in most Christian Bibles, it says a virgin will. Who's right?
Well, technically, the Jewish Bible is, because the word in Hebrew, ama, means a marriageable young woman. She is single. And what it is, the whole verse is, therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the young woman will conceive and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. Well, the young woman, unmarried, had to be a virgin.
There was a translation called the Septuagint. It was called that because 70 traditional rabbis did this translation. How many years before Jesus came did this?
250 years before Jesus was born.
All right, 250 years before Jesus was born, these traditional rabbis, the best in the land, translated the Greek version of the Jewish scriptures, and they chose the one Greek word that means exclusively virgin. You can't get much stronger than that.
You can't beat that, no. But I have three footnotes on that verse. And the first one is this sign from the Lord. This birth will be an extraordinary event, bringing an extraordinary person known as God with us.
That's what Emmanuel means. God is with us. You know what? I think that we've kind of satisfied that particular situation. But you had a revelation, Bill, in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. It's where it says stripes. We know what a stripe is.
Right.
A stripe is where someone is beaten and where blood flows.
Right.
And from this blood, we had such wonderful things happen, forgiveness of sin, healing of diseases. But you found the word stripe in the Hebrew means something else also.
Yes. Chavurato in modern Hebrew means fellowship with Him. And that's, of course, the only way. That's God with us. It's through fellowship with Him.
The best way to get a healing is through having intimacy and relationship and fellowship with God. It's because of His blood that we are healed, but it is because of our fellowship that we have a clear passageway for the healing to manifest in our body. Bill, I asked you to pray last night and see if God wanted you to say something special. What did He tell you?
Oh, it's on the fellowship.
Really?
It's all about relationship. And those of you out there, I know this is more than one person. It says, God is not with me. You have to accept God in faith. He said He is with you. His word says, He is with you. He is in you. So that you, by focusing on Him, will know that He is in you when that torment that you're in now, you're in pain. You have to know that the God who is in you feels that same pain. Whether it's physical pain or whether it's emotional distress, depression, whatever, He is with you. He feels that. He will take it.
I come from a traditional Jewish background, and when I became a believer in the Messiah, I saw the book of James. James does not sound like a real Jewish name to me. What did you find out?
That was changed.
What was it originally?
Jacob.
That's Jewish.
Right.
It was Jacob. Why did they change Jacob to James? It doesn't make sense.
Well, both the Latin text and the Greek text have Jacob for the name of the book. The name James does not appear in them. The first appearance of the name James is the King James Bible.
How about the word law? That's so misunderstood, and it's all over the place in the New Testament. Was that translated properly?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Tradition.
Tradition. I wish I had my violin. What should it have been translated?
Torah.
What does Torah mean?
Teaching or instruction.
Sounds a lot different. If the Bible were, rather than said law, it would be teaching. The law, you think, oh, I'm not under that law.
Right.
Teaching? Yeah, I want that teaching. Don't go away. Wait till you hear these other revelations that Bill had. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Bill Morford, and we're finding out such amazing revelations about the roots of the Bible that were literally hijacked the Jewish roots and the idioms and the culture and the power. For instance, I mean, there's so many things I want to ask you about, but the order of the books, right, in the original order of the Jewish scriptures, it ends in Chronicles, not Malachi. What difference does it make as you read it when you go from Chronicles to Matthew?
There's a flow that does not exist in the normal Christian book order. But when you go from Chronicles with its genealogies and move into Matthew, starting out with the genealogy of Jesus, there's just a flow. It actually surprised me. I wasn't looking for that, but it's there.
Now tell me about a woman, interesting woman in the New Testament by the name of Phoebe. What did you find out about her?
She was a patroness set over others. My verse says, I am introducing our sister Phoebe to you, since she is also a minister of the congregation in Sancra, so that you would welcome her in the Lord as befitting the saints, and you would stand by her in whatever matter she would have need of you. For she has also become a patroness of many, even of me. So that the ones that say she was a servant...
It's a bad translation.
Absolutely.
So are you telling me she was Paul's pastor in that instance, in effect?
That's what it sounds like to me, doesn't it?
Now tell me about that. There's an amazing word in the Hebrew, anachi.
Oh, that's awesome, because there, it means I am.
I am that I am.
Right. But Rabbi Ben Yehuda calls it the I am of purpose. It's because I am. Because I am who I am, I ordain this to be done. And God always has that. When He uses that word, it means that's a verse we have to really pay attention to. So every time He uses that, I use I am in caps and in bold type, so that you know that's the Anochi speaking.
I like the way you refer to it. It's I am with an attitude. Give me a verse and say it with the attitude God meant in it.
Okay. Isaiah 43:11 is, I am your only Savior. And this is one of three verses that use the Anochi twice, a double Anochi. One Anochi is really a superlative. I mean, this is awesome. God has ordained this. He's determined this is what's to be done. But when He uses a double, how can we put in English how strong that would be?
Now, tell me something about the most Gentile Christian thing I can think of as a Jewish person that doesn't know Jesus, communion. It's not very Jewish, is it?
It's entirely Jewish.
Explain.
Well, you have to read. If you want to stay in the New Testament, you can. Luke 22 has Jesus at the Seder, and it records three instances, three blessings there. The first cup actually comes from Exodus 6:6, and it's, I will bring you out of Egypt. And Jesus lifts that and says the blessing over the wine. Then He says the blessing over the bread. And with the bread, that means you're eating the meal. And with the meal, they're having a second cup of wine. And that cup, in Exodus 6:6, says, I will rescue you from your bondage. So that when we take the bread in our communion, we are actually celebrating His taking us out of our bondage. In other words, all deliverance has been done. It's over.
What's that third cup?
And the third cup is amazing. because this is from Exodus 6:6. And it's Jesus lifts that cup and he said, "This is a renewed covenant of my blood, which is being shed for you." And what Exodus 6:6 has for the third cup is it's the cup of redemption. So this is the blood of our kinsman redeemer who has come.
You can't understand communion without understanding Passover, and it's been hijacked from the church. It's not so much that you're being legalistic. It's just that you're understanding depth upon depth upon depth. That's where these biblical feasts, God promises that he'll show up. It's an appointment with God. It's so wonderful. Now, I've always heard that Paul was a tent maker. You say untrue. What was Paul?
He made prayer shawls.
Prayer shawls?
Prayer shawls. Because there were other Greek words used for tent makers, two of them. One for making the small pup tent that a traveler might carry, and one for the huge tents like the Bedouin live in.
I'm so glad for so many revelations I've learned from Bill Morford. So I'm going to bless you with the revelation he shared with me about the Aaronic benediction. The Lord will bless you. I tell you, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will cause his countenance to come upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of Jesus the Messiah.
Announcing a revolutionary new Bible translation that corrects a 2,000-year-old misunderstanding about the New Covenant and the Jewish roots of the church. Call now and get the One New Man Bible. With its beautiful and durable leather-like cover, it will quickly become your favorite Bible for reading and studying. With more than 4,000 insightful footnotes clarifying and explaining the Hebrew Scriptures, a massive 170-page glossary describing first-century Jewish customs, the Torah portions are divided into weekly readings that Jesus himself was familiar with. Gain fresh revelation and insights into the New Testament authors. Clearly see the Jewishness of Jesus. Take hold of the supernatural power within the original Hebrew and Greek like never before. Don't miss out on getting the One New Man Mentoring Set. It includes this one-of-a-kind One New Man Bible, this best-selling full-color fold-out pamphlet, plus William Morford's powerful book, This God We Serve, The Names and Characteristics of God. Yours for a donation of $79. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9233. Or get two sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. Two sets for only $129. That's a $29 savings. Please specify offer number SP9233. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9233 or offer SP9233. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. The ancient Hebrew letters were actually pictographs, pictures. And my guest is going to explain to you how these pictures describe one of the most beautiful presentations of Jesus dying on the cross you'll ever hear.